Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Bachelors in the City. Full disclosure, me and Pete have had a crazy last few days moving into our new apartment. We actually don't have internet at the moment to do a new episode, and Pete actually just flew out training in Denver, so I am stuck here with no internet and having to unpack everything. So we thought we'd just throw it back to one of our earlier episodes that, you know, we really enjoy. Also, guys, I want to let you know that if you have not yet, check out our merch. Promo code MADNESS10 for 10% off your first order. You don't want to miss out. We have some pretty hilarious prints. You got to make sure you get it. So, guys, hope you enjoy this episode, our conversations with Rod, the TikTok King. Welcome back, guys, for another episode of Bachelors in the City. I'm Dustin.
I'm Peter. It's good to have you back with us this week. Hope you enjoyed last week with Kay. Hey, Kay, got a message for you, right? Watch your back, girl. All right, we're coming for you. We're coming for those tweets. None of them are safe.
Roast.
They will be exposed.
The roast is coming.
And the roast will commence. It is coming. But seriously, I think we're onto something. That could be gold. That could be hilarious if we do like a rose roast.
Bachelor roast.
You know, a bachelor roast.
Rose roast.
I have the image. Roast. You know, the rose, it's being roasted. And just get whoever, you know, is down to make fun of themselves.
Whoever's brave enough to get burnt.
It takes, you know, not everybody can do it. But
not everybody can take it.
I think we should definitely get on that. Kay, obviously you are coming back for it to help host that. But anyways, for this week, you guys are going to love it. Any TikTok fans out there?
Any TikTok fans? Any at all? Any millennial fans out there?
No, Gen Z fans.
Gen Z, but no, millennials. Like millennial, Office Space, you know, corporate America fans out there. Something like
that. You guys are going to enjoy this. We are having a great little interactive show too. So definitely take advantage of hitting up our Instagram handle, Bachelors in the City. We're going to have some, I'm going to be brave enough to put some of my TikTok videos out there and get them critiqued. So today's guest is Rod, and he's pretty much a professional in the TikTok world, Dusty, wouldn't you say?
I would say for sure, 100%. He knows what it takes to get the views, the likes, to make people laugh. And
you guys aren't going to believe the connections this guy has. You're not going to believe who he had dinner with and then sang karaoke with casually. Just drops it.
Very casually.
A little bit of jealousy there, but
anyways.
You want to get into it, dude?
Yeah, let's get into it. Let's go.
All right, TikTok, here we come.
All right. right. We have the man, the legend, the myth, the creator of TikTok. we have Rod. Rod, first of all, Rod, do you have a last name or is it just Rod?
It's Rod Thill, but I just
put Rod on TikTok. Rod TikTok? I thought it was Rod TikTok. Oh. No,
it is probably in a lot of people's minds, Rod TikTok.
There you go.
Rod. Rod, we are so excited to have you, man. First of all, I guess, what the hell is TikTok? And how in the hell did you just conquer it? Like, what?
Whew. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I got on TikTok thinking, like, oh, I loved Vine. I don't know if you guys were on Vine. Yeah. But just, like, I even, like, till 2 years ago was watching Vine compilations on YouTube just because I thought Vine was so funny, you know? And so TikTok came along, I'm like, oh, same thing. And then I got on and I was like, this is not the same thing. And I like panicked and got off.
Oh, no.
Quarantine hit. And then I got back on and like, it's basically a short form video content that's now becoming longer form. Like there's minute to 3 minute videos that you can upload now, but most people still go with that like 0 to 15 second trend.
I feel like quarantine was the best thing that ever happened to TikTok. Perfect timing.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Because everyone was...
Even like now... Yeah, yeah. Like even now you see people's views are getting down and creators, there's like such thing as creative burnout, right? Because like even people like me who's now doing, I'm not doing this full-time, I have other projects I'm working on, but like this is like something, part of my full-time gig now. And it's a lot to rely on, it's views, right? But it makes sense that the world's opening up so people aren't going to be out and at a restaurant scrolling TikTok, they'll be back on Instagram or Twitter, wherever they were. So, like you said, the perfect thing for quarantine.
There was like a quick scare where it was going to disappear and everyone was like freaking out. And then, and then it just blew up.
Yeah. It was literally, it's so funny.
It's like a drug to me. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I try to stay, I'm like, I don't need to be on TikTok today. I try to go a couple days, but when I open up that app, it's been like hours.
Oh, you're done.
Hours go by like that. And I just can't get off of it.
The amount of times I've come out of my room. I remember when I was studying the last time I was in New York and you're just on the couch and you're on your phone and you're just scrolling. I go back in like 4 hours later, same position, just scrolling. That's no joke, but it's addictive.
It's nothing worse than like I'll start scrolling. Like I'll be like at 5 o'clock, shut my laptop. I'll start scrolling. And then this was like during quarantine. So it was like the winter. So it got darker earlier, but then I would just look up and it was dark out. I'm like, oh my God. And it was like guilt of wasting daylight.
So much.
I feel you.
But it's funny you mentioned that, Dustin. Yeah, it's because TikTok has this strong algorithm, to further answer your question, of videos it pushes out to specific users based on what they like. And just like any social media platform, they're grabbing from other like internet sources or other social media platforms that you're looking at on your phone. And then that's what it uses for your algorithm. There have been times when we joke about it with like ads and stuff, but I'll say something and then like a few videos later, it's the same.
That scares me.
Something that I mentioned is, I know, it's terrifying.
That happens.
Yeah, I think everyone has experienced that for sure.
Yeah. But I think that's why we're so addicted to it, is because the algorithm is so strong. So it's things that we actually relate to. Right.
Right.
And so that's how I think I figured it out, was like this corporate millennial anxiety that, like, because I just was working at a corporate job, you know, like working from home, no one was talking about the anxieties that came from that workplace. And then I was also throwing in like random throwback songs like Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Britney Spears, or even like deeper tracks like C'est La Vie by Bewitched and like Radio Disney bops, really, that people were like, I haven't thought about this song in so long, that now it's just combining those. I think I created this new kind of trend on TikTok.
Yeah. And like, you're hilarious, man. Like seeing like your passive aggressive, like email or office, like corporate America, it's so fucking hilarious. I think people relate to that too, because we all deal with someone, and I don't know, you just bring it out to life, and I have a good laugh with it. Every time I have I see like one of your like passive aggressive, like, I don't know, I have a good ass time with it. So
amazing.
It's hilarious.
So I have a question. So TikTok originally, I guess, was created for the younger generation, correct? Or that was like the target audience? Mm-hmm.
I think it still kind of is, but yeah.
Well, that's that's my question though. Is it like going to be the next phase? I remember Facebook when it came out, and Facebook was, I think it was just for college students. And then it kind of went to high school students started getting on, and then everyone's parents started getting on and then grandparents. And it just took over every age demographic. Yep. I have seen, you know, a few parents, like, you know, celebrity parents get on and make some, like, who's, is it Twitch? The really good dancer.
Oh, yeah.
Twitch with Ellen.
Yeah, and his wife.
He kills it. Him and his wife, they kill it.
I love them. Yeah.
But Allison. I wonder if eventually you're going to see every kind of age demographic really be represented, kind of like Facebook.
I think it's interesting because it's so funny talking about Facebook because I remember I had MySpace. I'm not sure. I don't know how old you guys are. I'm 31.
I had MySpace.
But
I'm 32. Yeah. About to be 33.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. So yeah, we were in that perfect age where social media, like we can stay on top. Like we know how to like start trends or not start trends, but like how to start working with trends based on social media platforms. But like we got on Facebook right away and I made up a fake college email to get on Facebook because that's when Facebook first launched. Right.
Yep.
But then Instagram came not too shortly after. Right. And it was a little bit like, okay, why are we just putting pictures up? That's so weird. But now look, Instagram copies everything. But what's specific about the TikTok, I think that it's not going to burn out. Like with Facebook, I'm like, I don't want to see my grandma posting a minion meme. You know, it's like, that's like, whatever these like boomers are posting on Facebook or their Candy Crush. But for TikTok, the algorithm is so specific that they're smart, it keeps each age in their demographic. So I don't see Charli D'Amelio or Addison Rae or Noah Beck. I see Avril Lavigne. I see Alicia Silverstone. And then I see the people who are making corporate TikTok content or millennial content just because the algorithm is that strong. So I think that they're going to be pretty safe in the fact that I'm not going to be seeing that or Gen Z. Gen Z just searches out what I've seen some Gen Zers and you stop blanketing it, but they'll like search out the millennial hashtag and they'll go start roasting millennials. It's like, what are you doing? What are we doing here?
Leave us alone.
Yeah, truly.
Leave us alone.
You don't think that, so TikTok right now seems, do you think TikTok could take over Instagram?
I don't think for our age it will, from what I've seen. So I just started doing this in October.
Okay.
And I think I'm in a pretty good spot where I have the millennials on TikTok and then the millennials that don't want to download a TikTok that have Instagram that like watching TikToks and that people put on their reels.
Yeah.
So Instagram, I think for our age will be fine, but for the younger like Gen Z and all of that, I think it's going to be viewed as like a Facebook type thing where people are like, it's kind of fake. But you had mentioned when that scare that TikTok was going to go away.
Yeah.
What happened was people were going on their lives, their TikTok lives, these larger creators, and they were dropping their Instagram handle. Like, follow me on Instagram. So I think if something were to happen, though, Instagram's always going to be a safe spot because Instagram is created this way to adapt stories, adapt the Snapchat type feature with these quick photos that you can send people. So they're just a smart business.
Yeah. And you can make reels these days on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's almost exactly the exact same way.
I wonder. It's fascinating to me, social media. I'm sure you guys have watched a couple of those documentaries about the future of social media. And who was it? Like the big fat Jewish guy? What's his name? Is that his? The
fat creator? Jew.
The big
wait,
fat Jew.
Wait a minute. Right. Someone building a house or someone oh my in next God. Door?
Yeah. I'm like,
neighbors.
I'm like, actually, my landlord didn't tell us that he was building a house next to us, legit building a house, and they're drilling holes into our wall. I'm like, what is that? So I called him yesterday. I'm like, yo, like I have to do stuff. Like I'm working from home. He goes, yeah, I understand. We'll be done in a couple of days. I'm like, no, I have to do stuff. He's like, yeah, we'll be done in a couple of days. And then basically hangs up on me. I'm like, so I've like talked to these guys. It's just, but.
Yeah, it sounds like someone drilling over there. Drilling over there. It sounds like your neighbor's doing some drilling.
Oh, man. Good stuff. It's fascinating to me, social media. And, you know, some of there's been a lot of documentaries about social media that have come out. The Big Fat Jew. Dusty, we watched that one recently. And he has like an interesting perspective. It's like, you know, is this sustainable? Is this going to burn out? Like, can it last forever? And you've kind of, I mean, to be honest, like you've seen, I would say, you know, you look back, the MySpace is probably the most distant platform that's pretty much gone. Facebook is kind of like, it's not the same. It wasn't the craze that it used to be. Instagram's still huge.
But I don't think Facebook's going anywhere though. Facebook is going to be around forever. That might actually be the base foundation of all social media.
That will never go away?
I don't think it'll ever go away.
I think it's just because businesses, like even like, we bought stuff on Facebook Marketplace. You know, it's just like, it's that side of it I'll go on for. I don't go on an update though. And I don't go on to get updates. I use it. This is really bad. I'll use it to see if I'm missing any birthdays. Cause you know how everyone can upload their birthdays.
Oh, you gotta do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And then, I'll use it for, like I said, marketplace or a group or something like that. I won't use it for anything other than that.
Or then I guess, yeah, that's a good point. It's just like, then what's like the, I wonder what the reach is. Like, I always thought this with the smartphone. I'm like, you know, you had the big jump from flip phone to smartphone and, you know, all the technical like advances at some point, it's everything's so minuscule. It's not getting that much better. How much more do we have to like kind of explore and find something that's brand new that's never been done? Like, I wonder, is TikTok the last? Or I don't know, just kind of food for thought.
I've thought about that too, is like, you look at these creators who are like the first to get on these platforms, and then they get on and then it's like they just do well because they were early on, like Brittany Broski. She's hysterical too, so she has a lot of talent, so I don't want to discredit that, but she was like one of the first people on TikTok, so obviously she's just going to continue to grow. I was thinking if I got on TikTok earlier, you know, I would probably be at a, like, as anyone would be, like you're doing it longer, you'd be in a bigger growth spot. But
it's like getting in early on a stock. Yeah.
It's a leap of faith because there's apps out there now like Triller, Snap. But then now I think companies like Snapchat and Instagram are smart where they're finding ways to adapt to apps like TikTok, because now Snapchat is doing shorter form. YouTube is doing short form content. YouTube is doing like 10 to 15 second stuff too. So like what's smart about YouTube is people who have podcasts like yourself are uploading their podcast, or if they're creators like vlog squad style creators, they can still upload these vlogs and then they can upload their 10 to 15 minute or 10 to 15 second
that's actually really real, smart. Wow.
Videos too. Yep. Yep.
Ooh. That's interesting.
Well,
yep.
Speaking on TikTok again, mm-hmm. I've made probably a total $20.
Oh,
so I'm
kind of
like feeling kind of good about myself
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, for sure. High roller.
I guess let's help some people out. So let's say there's some people out there that just want to do the TikTok game. They want to make it. They want to be funny. They want to get a lot of views and everything. Mm-hmm. Coach them up. What do they need to do? Everything with like content, time, hashtags, how often. What would you recommend?
So when I was first starting, but TikTok, that's the thing is TikTok's brilliant. We're not, people who even work at TikTok don't know the algorithm. It's just like, it's such a mystery, which I think is part of the fun, but in my opinion is also creating part of the burnout, which I think they're kind of figuring out too, this creator burnout that we're seeing a lot of, which my friend Taylor Lorenz is a New York Times reporter. She's wrote a really interesting article on creator burnout. So definitely recommend reading it. But she talks a lot about, but yeah, with the view specifically, I think that's going to be my first thing is don't focus on the views, especially like if you start growing, your views will be like boom, 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 boom. But then like once your audience like kind of settles into where it's at, your views aren't going to be as big because your TikToks are driven out by engagement of new followers and your existing followers, right? So you're going to reach a certain point where you're going to have more existing followers than new followers looking at your content. So I think relatability is key. Shareability is my number one advice though, because you want to look at things that people are going to watch all the way through. You want to look at things that people are going to comment on, but then also what they're going to share to their friends or post on their Instagram story or share to their work chat, you know? So in my opinion, TikTok is the new GIF or GIF, however you want to pronounce it, where people will post it as more of like a reaction to things than anything. That's what I'm saying, just from working in corporate America.
In all of my group messages I have on, you know, on my text messages, I am constantly sending TikTok videos. Can't help it. I am. It's just so funny, man. I just can't stop. It's just, people are so creative and it's just so hilarious, but...
Sorry. Go ahead. No, I saw one this morning. I haven't laughed that hard in a while.
Or you've been just looking at?
No, this is just random. It was this like, his husband and he had his wife and she was sitting on a chair and she, have you seen this? He had her blindfolded and he's like, all right, honey, so put your hand through. And it's a watermelon with like, I think it's Nutella is all inside of the Nutella or the watermelon.
He
puts it through the hole of the watermelon and she's like, okay. And then he puts it all the way through and then takes it out, puts the watermelon behind her. And then he has a little miniature horse. This ass is facing the wife. And he says, all right, open your eyes. And her reaction is gold. You guys will lose your shit laughing. The way she just like is mortified is I couldn't stop laughing for like 5 minutes.
That's my worst nightmare.
She looks at her whole arm, it's full of Nutella in the moment, not knowing what it is.
We can have an idea of what Pete's algorithm looks like.
Shut up. No. That was actually.
That's cool, Pete.
I love Nutella. I will say I love Nutella. Yeah, we know. I searched Nutella.
Did you know that under the Nutella lid, there's like if you take the lid off the Nutella and you peel the paper off the top of the lid, there's a knife to open the foil on the Nutella.
That's how much I love Nutella. That's how much I search
it. So you knew. I know. But if you come to Chicago, there's a Nutella store here.
Dude, I used to put down cartons of like jars of Nutella in college. It's disgusting. But anyways, I digress.
Put down.
All right.
Love.
Next subject, guys. This is something I have to speak on. And I messaged you about it. And I'm like, what the fuck? What is Rod's life right now? Like Rod is just cool with like all the boy bands, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC. Like, dude. What's going on? How did this happen?
That's badass.
You're just taking trips and kicking it and filming TikToks and dancing and
How many people are
jealous of you, by the way? People are
Backstreet Boys was my shit, bro, growing up. They still are. Dude, I love same. Backstreet Boys.
It was just like people were like, "Are you Team NSYNC or Team Backstreet?" I'm like, "Why not both?"
He brought it together. Both? He ended the beef. Yeah. He was like, "It's like the West Coast."
Talked about that though.
West Coast and East Coast.
So we were eating dinner at Lance's house on Thursday. Lance Bass.
Oh, wow. Name drop. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So me, AJ, you know, Joey, Nick, and Lance, Nick Carter, Lance.
Get this guy out of here.
We were eating dinner and. They were just like, there is no beef. It's just like, they felt like there needed to be. I don't know. There might be with like specific members. I don't know. But they're just like, no, there is none. But it's just so funny because they were even, when they were doing the dress rehearsal for their concert that I was helping with, they were talking from the stage like, who was the late one for you guys? This was ours. And they were like talking about like each other's boy bands. And just like, it was so funny that they had such similar experiences because they were on the same level, you know? But Lance and I have a mutual friend and Lance and I had already connected via TikTok because I post a lot of their music and he is really great on TikTok. He's very charitable as well and really good with his fans. And so he just is posting on TikTok for fun. And so we've been DMing a little bit back and forth. And then this mutual friend's like, hey, do you guys want to meet? I told him you're coming to LA. Do you want to meet? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. So I met and then he's like, hey, in 2 weeks, we're doing this event. Do you want to be a part of it? And so I booked my ticket there. I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, going back to LA.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And so then I came back and then I walked in the house and they were all sitting there. But it was so weird to me because if you would have like 10 years ago, I would have been like hyperventilating. But it was just like they weren't normal. Like they definitely have star power. They're the biggest boy bands of our generation, but they were so nice and just down to earth. I'm like, yep, hey, I'm Joey. Hey, I'm Nick. You know, hey, I'm AJ. And it's just like, cool. Let's eat or let's talk, you know? So it was really a cool experience to be a part of, to see that they just care about people too. And they're not like, they don't think they're too big for anyone, which was really cool.
That would have got to my head. I would have been too big for all you guys. I would like,
dude, this podcast has already gone to your head. Destiny, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Since Walk Right, have you heard the pod? Bachelors in the City? That's me.
Maybe? No?
It's not the fact that you were on the show. It's your podcast.
It's no longer Bachelors in the City. It's The Bachelor in the City. And I'm just scared. Maybe I'll say a couple things here.
But no, it's been fun. Yeah, just because like there's other creators though, even besides that I've just connected with. Like Shania Twain followed me, which is that was end game for me because I grew up like growing up, that was the only CD my mom could afford. So that's what she bought and blasted every single day. And now she invited me to her residency. Like, how cool is that?
Or
like,
dude.
Yeah, like JoJo and I have connected, and JoJo was the first music video I saw on MTV, or Natasha Bedingfield and I are mutuals now. The mom from Suite Life and Zach and Cody. And
dude,
I are
what is
talking.
Your life?
It's just like the most random people. Christy Carlson Romano, who's like my first celebrity crush. It's like, it's so
who
so
are
cool.
You? Who?
And, but TikTok, thanks TikTok. This is it. It's just like, if it wasn't for TikTok, none of this would be happening.
That's,
you know,
dude,
so.
That's what a cool story.
Yeah, so that's why I always say to people, like, get on TikTok. You know, like your advice was like, how do you make it? It's just like, find a niche think about the people you want to connect with and make some videos, and just don't put that much pressure on yourself and don't take it too seriously. Because at the end of the day, if your video is not good, the algorithm's not going to push it out to people. So people are like, I don't want it. I'm nervous. People are going to see me like this. I'm like, if it sucks, you're going to get 10 views. So just accept that.
How do you make a trend?
How do you make a trend? You have to be Gen Z. You have to be a Gen Zer.
Is only Gen Z the ones that are making it, huh?
Because I see some of them, like the blue raspberry slushy one that just came out. I'm like, in what world would I come up with that being a trend? It's like where you ask a drive through, can I have a blue raspberry slushy, but it's something you want. And then they say a sausage McMuffin back to you. And it's something that like they actually give you. But I think if I'm going to talk about myself for a second, I guess, is I've created the millennial work from home trend, I guess.
Okay.
So I kind of started that stuff, but now a lot of people are doing it. So I'm looking to pivot. Which this is really right next to me right now, guys. Sorry. It's like right Rod's in my walls. See a nail coming
Rod's,
through.
Rod's, damn. Yeah. Rod's neighbor is really good in right now.
Yeah.
What pivot are you looking to make? What are you thinking?
Yeah. So I've done these like millennial weekly recaps where it's more of just like, hey, so many trends from our generation are coming back. Von Dutch hats for girls, butterfly clips for guys, zip off cargo pants are coming back. So look out for that.
No way. Wait, are skinny jeans for girls coming back?
No. Well, those are out now. So
they,
now
they need to come back.
It's low waisted. Oversized.
Oh God.
Yeah, that's it.
Low waist. I could bring JNCOs back. We should bring JNCOs.
JNCOs, yeah. Bring some JNCOs, some Zorba. Is that called Zorba pants or whatever? Zuba.
I think it pipes. You remember pipes?
Pipes. Yes. Yeah. Or Fat Farms.
Fat Farms. Oh man, you are bringing me back right now.
Well, this has been very, very informative, very educational. We appreciate. I am so freaking jealous of you and your connection with Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. Like, you have no idea.
I'll introduce you. Yeah,
I'll take you up on that. I still may hyperventilate, like, even if not 10 years ago.
This is my friend Pete. You might know him as Pilot Pete. Definitely more famous than me, but
we're gonna be texting you a lot. Like, remember that time you said you introduced us? Like, I'll send a follow up. Don't worry.
Is this weird? Is it weird to ask to like, dude, how fun would it be to do a karaoke song of their song with them? Like, wouldn't that be so cool?
Oh, well, I kind of did it. So
you did? You lived my dream.
Yeah, there was an after event at one of Lance's restaurants. He owns like half of WeHo. And they have this like back patio and they're just singing songs. So I like got up there and started jamming with them, which was fun.
That's unreal. That's unreal. Well, dude, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for sharing all this information with us. We are excited to play a TikTok game now with Rod TikTok. The game's called Trendy or Chuggy. Are you ready for this, man?
Yeah, let's do it. I love Chuggy.
All righty. You love Chuggy. So do I.
Big love for Chuggy.
I'm big nervous. I am nervous.
All right, guys. Let's get into it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Guys, so today we are very excited to bring on one of our own to help host this episode. Her name is Emma Martins. She is our associate producer. She is a rock star, and she's going to help run us through a game, a TikTok game, with our guest Rod today. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Emma. Emma is live. Emma's in the house.
It's Emma's weird, guys. Live. I mean, I'm here every episode, but I guess this is the first time that I'm actually like on the pod.
You're on the pod. People get to see your voice, and also they don't know that you run the social media account. So
yeah, you're the one. I'm the person that gets the hype on social.
She gets the hype.
Yes. Yeah. Huge shout out. You do an amazing job running that account. So everyone,
thank you. Yeah. It's a blast. We have the best fans, so it's easy.
Absolutely.
With that, I'm really excited to play this game. I put together a TikTok game as our resident Zillennial, or whatever we want to call us, the token young person on the team.
Wow.
So I put together this game, and I will show you guys right now. We're going to play a game I'm calling Trendy or Chuggy.
Woo! Oh, boy.
Love
oh,
it.
Boy.
So, Rod, would you mind explaining to us what trendy, chuggy, can you give us some terminology on these?
Yeah, so trendy is anything that, as Gen Z would say, is valid right now or in. Not too much to explain there with trendy. The word that a lot of people don't really know is chuggy. There's a lot of questions around it. So chuggy can be defined a couple different ways. My favorite way to describe it is someone who's trying too hard, or someone who exudes girl boss energy is my
girl, one girl, of my boss,
girl boss energy. Why yeah. Trying too hard?
yeah. Oh, so boy. Like live, laugh, love signs. If you were gonna, or like wearing golf polos when you're not golfing, you know, stuff like
why
that.
Why do I feel I like all my videos are gonna end up as chuggy?
There's one specifically. I'm wondering if we're gonna show Pete. Oh, so God. I'm excited to see if it comes up.
I need a hat that says that on there.
Yeah. If we don't pull the one that you're hoping for, please let me know and I will grab it and put it on social media after this.
Emma, perfect. You know what? Perfect. This may be the last time you come on.
I'm ready for it. I was gonna bring it up anyway. So
perfect. All right, fantastic. So with that, whenever you hear this sound, it'll be your guys listening way to know that we're gonna move on to the next video. And you can find all of these on our social at Bachelors in the City podcast on Instagram. You guys ready to go?
Let's do it.
Why?
Perfect.
Go. Oh, fuck.
Add that tip jar or that swear jar. Oh, my yep, God. Go. Not this, this one. I knew this it. I got roasted for this. This is, let's just pass.
No, I'm so excited.
Oh, no. I can't. This is painful. This hurts.
Oh, man. I think we all know
my way downtown.
You know what? I think I'll give an explanation here, if that's okay.
Listen, before you get into this, let me just defend myself a little bit, okay? I don't think that I truly understood what TikTok was when it first came out. And you would have one person that would do the dance or whatever. And like, you just try to do the exact same thing. And so like, this is embarrassing. I put so much time into that dance. I legit put so much time and I was so proud of it. And then it just got ripped apart. And I was like, I have no TikTok future.
You know, that's just big on TikTok in general. I get ripped apart for so many things, but, speaking of, I would definitely classify that as chuggy, believe it or not.
100.
but honestly, you were your true self, so we have to commend that. You know, you weren't trying too hard in the sense of like you were trying to be someone that you aren't. You were trying too hard in the sense you were trying to to match that dance. So I think that's why I would classify as chuggy.
I'll take that.
You didn't seem like you were trying to be too cool either. We hate those people that are too cool.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I think you embraced it.
Yeah.
You embraced all of that. So good for you.
I guess I should just like change my TikTok name to Pilot Chuggy or something like that.
Oh my God. You could, do you know what you should do? You should actually like duet that video, go back, duet it if it's still up and be like, so I heard this video is Chuggy and that's all you should say.
Wow. Yeah.
I like your content ideas. Okay.
Yeah. I could there be you down. Go. Mm-hmm.
God, this is still.
Oh, yes.
Tulum already, I can, you know.
That's gold.
Okay.
Oh man, yeah. I'm still like hurting a little bit from that Tulum trip. I blame Peter for that trip.
Oh,
dude, you love that trip.
I think this one, I'm going to say trendy because you leaned into a trend and you executed the trend well. At Tulum, it was Chugi, but then with the trend, you hit me with the trendy. So we really turned it around.
I appreciate that. I'm glad my pain and suffering came out to be a positive out of
exactly.
Exactly. Man, you're welcome for taking you on that Tulum trip. You're welcome. Look what came out of it.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you.
A non Chugi TikTok, something I don't know what that's like yet.
Maybe your next one.
Oh, man.
Oof. The next one's better.
Oh, okay.
But don't worry. We got another Dustin one coming up first.
Oh, already the belly button flash.
Showing off the ads.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I remember that, actually. Yeah, that wasn't scripted at all.
That's true.
Yeah. That one's going to be a Chugi, big old Chug for me.
Why?
Because
yeah, I'm
big
in
Chug stamp. No,
I was trying too hard.
You made it trendy. You would have made it trendy, I think. You would have brought it. You brought us back to reality.
I was trying.
From the whole trying hard situation.
I'll take
it. It was Chugi. It was Chugi.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Valid. Oh, I already love this.
yeah, this one I think I definitely butchered. What am I doing with my hands?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
No, that's... Oh, my God. That's... You executed. Perfect execution. Trendy. 10 out of 10.
Oh,
this,
shit.
I would have classified as Chugi for a second, but, you know...
Yeah, I get a lot of shit
else about
that.
It is the trend. You know, but it's your brand. That's your wings, brand, right? And you're real to yourself. That's not trying too hard, you know? Yeah. That's your wings.
But it's like one of those... I don't know what your guys' dance moves are, but, like, it's like that for me. Like, I don't even realize I'm doing it until I see someone that had recorded it. So, it's just muscle memory.
He said, mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's trendy.
That was a good little trendy little thing, though. I just flipped the switch.
We, as Gen Z says, we stand a trend. That's a good job.
Thank you, dude. I haven't so seen good. This one.
Is that new? Yeah, that's a relatively new trend. Oh, man. No, that's I would say the house behind you would be Chugi for sure. But everything else about the video is trendy. You really leaned into this.
Man.
Yeah, another perfect execution.
Oh, man, that means so much.
You guys are surprising me.
You.
Great job. Great job.
That, I'm really thrilled
with these results. Yeah.
Dustin. I try to tell people I'm kind of funny. They don't listen.
Yeah. Well, you guys were both on national television for a reason, so...
Still
sure
trying to figure out why that was.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Come on, give it to us, Rod.
I'm just going on Rod's face.
Give it to us, Rod.
Oh, where were we going? Where were we going? We were in a hallway. Night out.
That was my creation, and I thought it was so good. I thought the timing was, like, excellent.
You know, the timing was there. Everything about, like, the timing, everything. But the whole... I'm torn. I will have to go stamp this as Chugi.
Chugi.
I will say,
Chugi.
Yeah. It was a little, a little trying too hard. I'm not gonna, but at the end of the day, I'm telling everyone, we have to embrace the Chuginess inside us. So
we all have a little Chugi. For
sure. Yeah. I love Buffalo Wild Wings and they're Chugi. So, you know, there's certain things that are Chugi that you have to embrace for yourself.
How many more do we have?
I have one final one that was by special request from Red. He wanted to include this one in here. We thought that we couldn't do a TikTok feature without including this video.
Oh,
this is my favorite.
I don't think I've seen this.
So if I could just watch her do that all day.
Yo, she does it all the time.
I think overall, though, you guys understand TikTok. So I'm going to just classify you both just as trendy in general. But that's trendy. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Like, the transitions, or, like, the different camera angles. It's not like you're just in a selfie, like, filming yourself singing to a song, you know? So you guys are TikTok legends.
TikTok legends. Never thought I'd hear that.
Continue.
Yeah.
And actually, finishing this up, when you come out to New York, we are going to fucking make some TikToks. We're going to make
ideas.
Some.
I have ideas already. I'm
you
so
told
excited.
Me you got some ideas. Don't tell anybody. We're ready.
Yeah. And I feel like, yeah, we still got to, if we're trendy, I like that, but we still got to throw in some Chugi. You can't go full 100%.
You have to.
Yeah, it's a necessity. It's fun.
Especially since Chugi was targeted towards millennials, you know, so it's like everyone has it.
You know? Like we led the way for these Gen Zs to walk, you know?
Well, the thing is, and I misspoke as actually a millennial or a zillennial, someone Emma's age, came up with the term Chugi. And they totally made it seem like it was something that the younger audience was targeting towards millennials, but it was just a word that someone came up with. And they just made it an NFT, which is just so random. But
oh my God, so much. Yeah. I feel old now. It's crazy. But what is Gen Z? What age does that go to right now?
There's a lot of gray area because people like Emma's age or people, even some of my friends are 25, 26, like I'm Gen Z. It's like, no, you aren't. So what I understand is because millennials were up to the millennium, which is 2000. So anyone born after the year 2000 is Gen Z. Oh, but if you want to feel extra old, now that we're in 2021, there's a new generation, Gen Alpha, that's being born right now.
No.
Which is crazy to think about. Yep.
Gen Alpha. Damn, that's going to be a good gen. Yeah. The Alpha Dogs?
Yeah. Can you imagine?
I'm kind of jealous.
We don't get our own gen. We get just millennials. Gen Y.
Like it's okay. When I hear millennials, I think of like Backstreet Boys, like the album. What was it? Millennium or something?
Millennium. Oh.
All right, Rod. Well, listen, I want to thank you first and foremost because my confidence is restored in my TikToking ability. I know what I have to work on. I'm going to go back to the drawing board and fix some stuff, but I'm feeling good about where the future is headed. So thank you so much.
I feel good for you.
We can leave here and hold our heads up high that we gave it our best and we're decent. Yeah. We're decent. We're not that terrible. So,
and you know, don't be afraid to screen them through me first if you need, you know, like there's no shame in that.
That's you know smart. What? Oh, we are going to take you up on that.
You just open a can of worms.
You better. I expect it now. If I see a video up that I didn't approve, I will actually be upset.
But the second I get back to New York, we got to collaborate, make some beautiful content, and we got to get Emma in on this as well. Yeah. All right, Emma? You got to make some cameos.
Oh, absolutely. I'm there in a heartbeat.
And let's not forget, thank you, Emma, for your first hosting of our Bachelors in the City game. Many more to come.
Yeah, we got to make this a regular thing for sure.
Can't wait to come back.
So, Pete, you just... Well, you've been gone for a while now, right? Like, you came back a couple times, but you've been gone for a minute, man. I've been taking care of our kids.
I know, man. You've been doing a good job on daddy duty over there.
Daddy duties over here. We know Tripp was sick. You know, we had Tripp. He had a little cough.
Tripp, got a little cough. Well, how's that doing? He's all good?
He's getting much better. I think he's got 2 pills left.
Just
putting the peanut butter down his throat. He loves it.
He
loves the peanut butter.
He's my boy. I miss him. Gio, he was at the apartment the other day and he sent me he FaceTimed me with Tripp. Yes, I don't know if you guys know about Tripp. So obviously Tripp's my best friend. He's my boy. He's actually about to turn 17. So he's 16 right now, but I got him for my when I turned 14 for my 14th birthday, and he was about a year, the vet had estimated. So he's doing great, but obviously his hearing has kind of diminished a little bit. But that's why it was so cool. I was talking to Gio and he was FaceTiming me from the apartment. And I was like, I always talk like in a high pitched voice when I talk to Trippy. And
Trippy! That's what your mom does. That's your mom.
I think I get it from my
Trippy!
Mom. I think those high vibrations, I think they resonate in his ear. And he totally like recognized that he was me. I could totally tell. Like he had the video on and Tripp was getting all excited. And like, it was the cutest thing. It just made me miss him like crazy. So it was very obvious that he could tell it was my voice. And he's like wagging his tail and doing his like crooked head look. And I just wanted to give him peanut butter right there on the spot. But I miss the pups, miss you, dude. But I'll be back soon.
You'll be back soon. We'll all be together, a big happy family. And I'm probably going to need like a spa break for a minute when you come back. I'm just going to...
Dude, I owe you. You've been taking care of Tripp for a while, so...
These dogs, you can't eat anything around them. They're just...
You can't.
Your shit.
I've got you.
Sophie's my child. So I'm like, Sophie, get away. Like, stop. I can't say that to Tripp because he's not like my child, you know?
I know exactly what you mean.
He gets in my face And you know, Tripp's got that bad breath. And I'm like,
you know, what's so weird. It's disgusting. Is that I love the bad breath. I love the smell of it. I know it sounds disgusting. I love Tripp's breath. I know. I don't know what it is, man. I don't know. I love him so much.
I cannot eat with his, I'm like, oh my God.
You can't not smile when he's there. Like he has, and then the worst part about it is, because trust me, I deal with it all the time, is he is deaf, right? So he now, it's so funny to see his bark, how it's changed throughout the years. He used to be like, you know, have a manly bark. It was, you know, it was respectful, like respectable. It was a normal dog bark. Well, now because he can't hear himself, he's like, it's such a high pitched like squeal.
Very high pitched.
That comes
very
from his mouth. Pitch. And I like, it's like, I don't want to laugh, but like, it's hilarious, but he has no idea. And, yeah, I know what you mean though. When you're eating, you got to kind of either put them in another room or they're never gonna stop.
I got to. Yeah. It's funny. Tripp's like, he's got an attitude. He's got attitude.
That's kind of thing. He's an old man. He can do whatever he wants.
Sophia, he can. He doesn't even, I don't even know if we should keep on buying this doggy lawn shit because
he doesn't use it
at all. He's like, I'm going to piss wherever the hell I want. Forget your grass pad. I'm like, okay.
My prostate is enlarged or whatever, and I'm just going to go right here.
All right. And he'll come close. Sometimes he'll come close and he'll, nope, still like, you know what? You see this?
Hey,
this is just a big F you, Dustin. I'm not going to pee on him, but I'm going to come close just to, like, all right.
I think he's acting out. He misses me, but I'll be there soon for him. Dude, what are we doing for so Tripp's birthday's coming up. My dirty 30's coming up. Your birthday's coming up the next day. What are we going to do for this?
Birthday celebrations. Maybe we should ask people, like, hey, what fun stuff is there to do?
For sure. I haven't taken you yet to upstate, to the summer house, upstate Wells, my all-time favorite place in the world. So we definitely got to hit up that spot, but we should definitely celebrate in the city. First birthday celebrations and Tripp included. When's Sophie's birthday?
I don't know.
Oh, wow. Wow. This guy is so, so conceited with himself. The biggest head in the world. He's now the bachelor in the city. Doesn't even need to be introduced because everybody knows him and he doesn't even know his own daughters.
It's her birthday every day.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to give her a birthday. Actually, guys. All right. This is what we're going to do. Bachelors in the City podcast. Give me some good dates to have Sophie's birthday and we're going to celebrate it.
Wow. Okay. You know what? Let's just have it be then around. We'll have Tripp be August 3rd. I'll be the 4th. You'll be the 5th. And Sophie will be the 6th.
All right.
Because that's actually about Tripp's birthday. So that works.
We just heard the wrap it up music.
Wrap it up music's coming. I'll take us out because I guess I have to, you know, I'm the, you know, I'm just Peter. And this is, this is,
you know,
this
is, I'll wrap us up.
This is Dusty.
No, forget you.
He who doesn't need an exit or an intro.
I'm going to,
the bachelor of the city.
Guys, again, you know who we are. I'm Dustin.
Oh, wow. He gave you his name this time, guys. You should feel honored. I'm Peter.
Thank you guys so much. We appreciate you. We would be nothing without you guys. Stay tuned. But we are out this time. We are out. And yeah, we'll catch you guys next week.
All right, guys. Much love. Bachelors in the City is hosted by me, Peter Weber.
And me, Dustin Kendrick. This podcast is produced by Red Rock Music and powered by Acast.
Our producer is Red Yoakum and our associate producer is Emma Martins.
Be sure to like and subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast.
New episodes every Wednesday.
Send your voice memos to btc@redrockmusic.com. That's btc@redrockmusic.com for your chance to be featured on the show.
And of course, follow us on Instagram at Bachelors in the City Podcast.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening and sign up for our membership program to become an honorary third roommate.
Join now for $3 per month and enjoy the episodes ad-free.
Click the link in the episode description so you can move in.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.